Hey y'all, how are you? It's been a while. I've been going through a lot. I have been really out here trusting the process, trusting God, sticking to myself, limiting my interactions with things that don't serve me. I mean, that's a regular freaking day of the week, right? Like, nothing spectacular. I have been pretty boring, just working, coming home, being a mother, you know, to a special needs kid. And even if he wasn't diagnosed special needs, I would probably call him that anyway, because he has anger issues. And what's wrong with you? Why are you so mad? You have no fucking bills. Okay, we live in a nice ass neighborhood and you have some really cool friends. But anyway, so here's what I want to say. Because I was on Clubhouse talking shit and people were egging me on. But I've also been told many times that I'm wrong in certain instances. So I appreciate a non-biased view. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. You know, if I'm right, you know, okay, you agree with me, cool. But don't just say I'm right just cause. Like, if I'm wrong, while it may hurt to hear I'm wrong, I also am intelligent enough to take it as a learning experience, shut my mouth, ponder on it for a few days, period. So long story short, I'm at work, and I have been working for almost a year now for the government, basically. And, oh God, I cannot stand basically this cunt at work. Like, I really want to drag her through the street, beat her ass, get her ID so I can know where she lives, and spit in her water bottles and smash them in her face. Like, you know, I'm clearly not gonna do this. I just, when you know, when you're mad and you're just thinking of things to do, because what she did was so uncalled for. So there's this guy at the job I work at. He is a migrant. He's also special needs. And again, I have, you know, I had a cousin, rest in peace. He was special needs, but you know how they are when they're on the spectrum too. Like, they're super smart, literally, like in one topic or even more, they're smarter than you. Like, you can't even hate on it. It just is what it is. Their autism or whatever is kind of their superpower. Like, it's lit. Can you do all my math homework? Like, let's go. You ain't bothering me. Like, if you can help me, like, it's lit. So long story short, I am in the behavioral health section of my job. And this lady from another side of the job, you know, like, there's so many different, like, roles, because it's such an intricate process right now that we're dealing with in New York City with migrants. And she comes to me and basically is like, this guy is kind of like roaming around, and you know, like, we don't really know what he needs, and you know, whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, he's a little bit slow. Like, he don't bother nobody. He can come sit here. I asked him if he wanted to sit down. Like, for all I care, he could sit next to me and chill with me the rest of the shift, because he doesn't really talk to anybody but one of the supervisors. And at this point, I'm also going to be the only one only talking to that particular supervisor either after what she did. So when I called him a little slow, she got offended. Now, this cunt does not know me from a hole in the wall, and clearly doesn't know I deal with a lot of people who are on the spectrum. Arguably, even myself, like, I have anxiety, I take medication, like, my frontal lobe is jacked from giving birth. Google baby brain, okay? Never went away. I literally can't even lie, because I'll forget all my lies. Like, I have horrible short-term memory after giving birth. So anyway, she kind of got offended that I said the word slow, which, in my opinion, like, who gives a fuck? I didn't call him a retard. I didn't disrespect him. Like, he's just standing there smiling, and I'm over here trying to tell them, like, he's chilling. Leave him alone. Let him sit right here if he wants. Like, if he don't, like, he usually don't need anything. He will stand around and kind of, like, do nothing. So instead of standing around and doing nothing, whatever, I'm here. He could sit right here. So then she says, well, he might need help getting to, you know, a certain location, right? And
I heard at the job that he had went by himself after getting an address from some of his air quotes buddies. Okay, he got an address to go meet prostitutes in Queens. Mind you, we're in Manhattan by Times Square. Who knows where in Queens he went? And if you know anything about Queens, New York, they've got a 30th Street, Road, Avenue, Lane, Parkway. Like, going to Queens is extremely confusing. If you put one thing wrong in your GPS, you're literally on the complete opposite side of where you're supposed to be. And it might even take you 30 minutes to an hour to get to the correct location, okay? It's horrible. But that didn't happen to him. He put the address in his phone and went straight to the whores. And I'm not saying whore in a disrespectful way. I respect whores, okay? Period. So this is what I said. Did I say it like that? No, but essentially I said, why would he need an escort to go 15 minutes walking distance when he went to Queens perfectly fine to meet women? What? Why would we utilize our resources, okay, that the company's stingy as fuck with, by the way. Stingy as fuck. They won't let you use a Metro card unless your limbs are falling off, basically, okay? So why would we utilize our resources for this man who, even though he is delayed, wasn't delayed enough for pussy, okay? So she was so disgusted with what I said. She told 5 coworkers, including her supervisor. They're all sitting there looking at me, not saying shit. Now I'm uncomfortable. So I get up and I ask her, do you want to talk to me about something? She's quiet. Mind you, she's covered in fucking tattoos. And I'm assuming it's because she's ashamed of her skin disorder. I forget what it's called, but it's the same one Winnie Harlow has, that model, where you have, some of your skin is your color and some of it is white patches. I forget what it's called, excuse me. I'm just gonna assume she's ashamed of it because she's covered in fucking tattoos only in the spaces where I see that there are some discolorations, which has nothing to do with me, but if we're gonna get into an argument, bitch, I'm throwing you under the bus, I'm hitting you below the belt. There's no rules for arguments. But this is what I'm thinking in my head. We didn't actually argue, but this is what I'm thinking in my head. Like, if we ever did argue, I'm gonna be like, worry about your self-esteem because I see you got all your skin covered up. You clearly don't fucking love yourself, right? So we didn't even get there. But I'm asking her if she has a problem and she wants to talk about it, and she ignores me. And she goes talk to my supervisor. And I'm like, at this point, since she's ignoring me, I actually did try to tell her supervisor something, but he's ignoring me too. Like, I don't know in what parallel universe this was that I was in. Working is not for me. I absolutely, at this point, with what I've been through in the last 8 months with coworkers being petty when I'm minding my fucking business and doing my job, it's just disgusting. It's just disgusting. And I may have enemies or people that I don't like, but I would never stoop so low as to fuck with someone's money. And I'm pretty sure some of you could get a gist of that, hence my nickname Trillion. I mean, literally, my name, my government name is Alicia. It's not even like Tracy or Tiffany or Tanya. It is Alicia. Like, I'm like, fuck it. We're going to go straight to the T's. We're going to skip past the B's. We're not going to do millions, billions. We're going to do trillions. Like, this is what it is, right? So I'm not trying to take anyone's money out their pocket. The fact that she reported me, to, in my opinion, was like her telling me she really has some secret animosity towards me, because I felt like it was just so unnecessary. Did I not state a fact? If he can go all the way to West Bubble and Fuck Avenue in Queens to try to get a girlfriend, why would we want to explore utilizing the stingy resources that we barely have to send him with an escort? Why? So I gave her a nasty fucking look. She didn't say shit to me. Definitely doesn't want the smoke. Also, the workplace is not a place for that anyway. But I'm not gonna hold back how I feel now. So I'm looking at you dirty. You're a weirdo to me now. Because if there was a problem and I made you feel uncomfortable, as a woman, you could have just spoken to me about it. I would have totally apologized. If she said, listen, I felt like what you said is inappropriate. She took it personal. This must be somebody who has special needs people in her family, which is totally fine. I don't even know her. I don't even know her name. But you're not about it. It's been 3 days and I'm still not mad at what I said. I said what the fuck I said. He wasn't retarded when he was going to buy pussy, was he? So why would we need to walk him 10 to 15 minutes from here? That's a waste of a fucking resource. And again, they're so cheap and stingy with our resources that we even give these guests. It just don't make sense to waste it. Like, people have to go through so much just to get a $2.90 Metro card. It's ridiculous, in my opinion. Because it's not your $2.90. It's the company's. Who gives a shit? These people have absolutely nothing. They have nothing. They have free cell phones, for God's sakes. And probably like one pair of underwear, if that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, anyway. But longer story short, her supervisor was also offended by what I said, wouldn't even look me in the eye, which to me, how are you in a management position and you're a male and you're that pussy that you can't even look me in my face? You can't even look me in my eye, but you can go out your way to gossip and to have a conversation about me. Not even have heard what I said. You heard it from your coworker or whatever is under her, right? So then my supervisor calls me and basically tells me to go home. And he respects me enough to where he was like, you know what? Wait 5 minutes. Don't make a scene. He made me feel like, you know, he didn't want them to have the upper hand on me. But as someone in a supervision position, he had to make a call. And it was to send me home. And I just felt like you took money out of my son's pocket and food out of his mouth. It's a complete wrap for you. I will never respect this person. I really hope to God they don't say nothing to me at work ever under any circumstance, and any little thing that they do now, I feel like I have to report. Now I'm uncomfortable. Because let me tell you what I would do. Because I am not a punk ass bitch. I can't explain why some of you hoes are really scary and weird and jealous and just a waste of life. I can't explain that for you bitches, right? But what I can explain is myself. Because I promise you, if you make me feel uncomfortable, I'm going to let you know. If you want to do it virtually, if you want to do it in person, if you want to do it alone, if you want to do it, you know, with people, I have no problem even giving you the motherfucking option to set up when, where, in the set it up. Because now you know I have a problem and I'm wanting to talk to you about it. So if you're also wanting to know what the problem is, all right, cool. When can I let you know what the problem is? Here? Now? Later? Let me know. But to be a pussy ass bitch and use my dick sucking lips to tell on you, I would never do something like that. So now I know how people move, and forgive me. I haven't worked in a corporate environment for many years. Okay? With people like this, at least. I mostly work on my own. I don't have to deal with a ton of people. A lot of the people who speak with me, who are cursing and screaming and yelling, are talking about someone else and venting to me, and I'm, you know, good at de-escalating and telling them that they're better than that and da-da-da-da-da. But what this bitch did, taking money out my son's motherfucking pockets like that, because that's what you did. I will never respect this person. And I will never respect any person who does something like that. So my supervisor tells me to leave. I'm like, cool, you know what? I respect you. And I told him, you know I respect you. And I'm glad that you respect me too.
I'm going to clock out and I am going to leave. But I don't think that what I said was wrong. And I don't think that it's fair. And he broke some things down to me and explained to me the other side. And I got what he said. It's not even worth giving you the detail because it wasn't about what I said. It was just about their authority. Their authority just so happened in my fucking luck that they're above us. So when people are in a position of power, this is what they do. They think they're better. And the other supervisor who told my supervisor to go home is like 5'6". And no disrespect to 5'6" guys, but some short men have a Napoleon complex when they're short. And his eyebrows did look better than mine. So maybe he was just a little sassy. That's all. That's all I can think of, because when I went to him and asked him if he needed to talk to me, he said, no, I'm going to talk to your supervisor. And his back was faced to me. He wouldn't even look at me. So I stood there and I said, do you have his number? His back still to me. He said, no. And I said, okay, let me get it for you. I wrote it on a post-it and I gave it to him. I don't think I did anything wrong. But the fact that this person, who I cannot tell you her name, I can't tell you shit about other than she got 2 sleeves of tattoos covering up her skin condition because she don't love herself. That's all I could tell you. And I can't even call her a fat bitch because I'm a fat bitch myself. But she's overweight. And some fat women don't embrace their fatness. They feel fat and they feel ugly. They feel like they can't get men because women love dick, and dick is clearly the prize, because they'll do anything, including let their children get molested over dick. But I'm not like that. I don't feel successful because I'm with a man, especially a broke man. Because let's be honest, a lot of these women saying, well, at least I got a man, their nigga is broke. And when I say nigga, I mean white niggas, Asian, Indian, like, okay, whoever you got is broke, honey, most likely. Let's look at the statistics real quick. Like, there's a high probability that the man you're bragging about, you just had to give him $20 till next payday. It's a high probability. So I don't want to hear that shit. And you ain't even get it back. Like, I want my $20 back. Anyway. So yeah, that's crazy. So I'm on Clubhouse talking about it and everybody's saying that she's pussy for that. That it was like not necessary. Right? So it's up and motherfucking stuck. I don't want to see her anywhere ever again. Like, if she was if I ever saw her getting jumped, I'm not jumping in. I'm not helping. You know, like, that's the thing. We see women and we want to defend them. And after experiencing that, I just feel like I'm alone in this world. I'm not going to stick up for you just because you're a woman. Because I don't know what kind of woman you are. Imagine sticking up for a woman. She's a woman like that. A weird ass, jealous, like, conniving, evil fucking bitch. Because that's evil. Yes or no? I need y'all to let me know. Because if you have a problem with me, I'm 5'3". Am I really? Are you scared? Let me know what the problem is. And in fact, we could get a supervisor right here. Because shit, if it go down and it throw down and I throw the first punch, like, isn't that what you want anyway? Which is not going to happen. But I'm just saying. You so pussy and scary. Get somebody to come and be the mediator while you tell me what your problem is. But I'll tell you right now, she's not going to be able to say nothing else to me. And I'm straight up going to say, listen, I feel extremely uncomfortable around this person and I do not want them to associate with me. Please handle that. If they need assistance from you, I'll assist you. But I cannot work with them. I don't feel safe. Straight up. I don't feel safe. Want to know why? Because you fucking with my livelihood. I don't have a job for shits and giggles. Yes, I do enjoy what I do. 99% of the people I work with are so dope. I mean, I made friends with this guy who's in a wheelchair and he's funny as hell. And he's, you know, I never felt like I was talking to somebody disabled like some people do. Some people are weird and scary and won't talk to you because you have a disability. I'll talk to anyone.
The fact that my integrity was questioned when I literally conversed with anyone, and I wanted the special needs guy to stay downstairs. He don't bother nobody. Like, he's funny to me. Cause I deal with these fucking people on a daily. Even the other day, listen, I don't go into ghetto stores. And let me name some ghetto stores just to give you some perspective. Walmart, Dollar Tree, anywhere where people go on the first of the month is where I don't want to fucking be. Okay? But I went into Dollar Tree one day, and guess what? There was a special needs guy on the line, and he was making the cashier a little bit aggravated. And I had to tell her motherfucking ass, yo, he's a little bit off. You could tell he's not all there. Just, it's gonna be good. Like, I could tell. And then her and I started conversing. How could you tell that he was slow? I'm like, because he did this, this, and this. And I work with people like that. And I had a family member like this. And I deal with these people, like, in the community all the time. And just some levels of, like, confusion automatically as a regular functioning adult, I could tell, like, if you're a big ass grown adult acting a certain way, oh, you're definitely, you must be on the spectrum. I'm not saying nothing bad about them. I just recognize what it is and I act accordingly. It's simple. So yeah, it's up and stuck for this fucking cunt. I just, you know, it's been, again, like 2-3 days, and I still feel so disgusted that I experienced that. You know, I'm grateful my supervisor was like, you know, he was even talking about the other guy, like, yeah, this is how he is, like kind of like real uppity and pretentious and just holding, just making something of what's not, you know? And this is part of working. God bless everyone who has to work, who's like me, who don't deserve this bullshit, because that's crazy. Like, I go to work and mind my business. Now, what I learned in this situation, don't talk to nobody. Don't talk to nobody. Which is crazy, because you want to have a good work environment and you want to, you know, be cordial. Not friendly, bitch. We don't got to be fucking friends. We don't got to go hang out just because we're women, just because we're Latina, or because we both got natural hair, or we both got the same name, or our grandfathers had the same name, or we grew up in the same neighborhood. Fuck you and everything you believe in. I don't know you like that. And this is very clear. But let me tell you, the day before her fat ass was taking donuts when I was offering everybody donuts, I'll tell you that much. So, you know, it is what it is. I learned a lesson. Clearly, I'm mad. I'm big mad. And, you know, I asked my supervisor, so am I being fired? He said, no, absolutely not. But we're going to, you know, just have a talk on Monday, which I don't know why we couldn't just have a talk on the phone. Why we got to talk about it again? But I don't like this shit. I'm not cut out to work with fake bitches. And one day when all of my shit is in order and I have petty ass motherfuckers like this, who are, you know, work snitches, don't come to me and tell me shit that Sheila did. Unless it was stealing from me. It's certain things, like, because honestly, as a CEO or a supervisor or a manager, my question would have been, well, why did that offend you? Like, if you were really concerned for the appropriateness of her comment, it could have been a learning lesson. You know, you could have took the chance to be the leader that you say you are in your position and looked out for your coworker and let her know that her statements were offended and this offensive, and this was the reason why. But instead, you chose to turn your back, not give any eye contact, along with the supervisor, who is clearly a bitch like you, and essentially snitch. So what could have been a learning opportunity, and an opportunity to be a leader and create a teachable moment, you personalized it. Do y'all feel me? Because I'm all about learning. Teach me something new. But let me tell you, this situation did not teach me that I shouldn't have said that. Because those are the fucking facts. Because you got people here wanting to coddle you. Women, let's say women. You got women here coming up to me and another woman asking you, oh my God, are you okay? Are you sorry? But they don't know that you are perfectly fine and willing and able to know exactly the location, north, south, east, west, 500 degrees, whatever the fuck angles to get pussy. That don't sound like somebody that's too fucking slow to me. That sound like someone very intelligent. That sound like a man who knows exactly how to get what he wants. Okay? Now, forgive me for not being a coddler. All right? Forgive me for not being a mammy. Forgive me for not being the mother that is so obsessed with her son. I never want to see him happy with another bitch but me. Huh? I'm not a kid fucker. I'm not a motherfucker. You're a man? Be a man, bitch. That's the type of person I am. Oh, you're a man? Prove it. Oh, you proved it? It's up. I love that for you. I love men being men. I love that for them. Okay? Be a man. I cannot, as a woman, ever tell a man how to be a man. Because I don't know what it's like to be one. I don't know the growing pains of coming of age from a little boy to a teenager to a young man and then to an adult, responsible male. I could never. Could I attempt to try to raise my son or, you know, oh, it's okay, or you're a big boy, or you got this. I could be encouraging, absolutely. But what we're not going to do is act like this motherfucker who just went and took the train to West Bubble and fucked Ab. I'm sorry I keep repeating it, but I'm just in such disbelief that my views were considered scandalous from a fucking dick-sucking bitch with tattoos all over her body. Like, you got tattoos all over your body. There's nothing innocent about you. Because them shits is painful and you got full sleeves. And not to mention maybe they're on your legs and other parts of your body that I can't see. So anyway, that's all I wanted to vent about because that's what I'm going through. And I need y'all's, well, I was told by somebody not to ask nobody for prayers because when you ask them for prayers, they're actually praying for your downfall, which was so eye-opening to me. Like, damn, you can't get nothing nice. So anyway, Monday is tomorrow. I don't know when y'all are hearing this. It's probably Thursday. It's probably Saturday. It might be Sunday. Whatever. But right now, Monday for me is tomorrow. And yeah, we'll see what happens. Because this is the second time I got... this is the second time I got stay home. And I don't mean to laugh, but it sounds so bad. Like, damn, I just got transferred. And this is the second time I got sent home. I didn't even make a podcast episode to tell y'all about that shit. Okay? But I asked the COO of the company. And I called him crying, y'all. I called him crying like, please, I need a transfer. Because XYZ. I was getting bullied. Long story short, I was getting bullied. And I'm trying to be in my soft girl era. But every now and then, somebody want to try it. So, yeah. The message here is definitely stick to yourselves. Because people might be watching you and praying for your downfall. And it will never be something that we understand. Okay? Lesson two is... don't ever not be yourself, but be yourself by yourself at this point. Like, you ain't got nobody, ho. You ain't got no friends. You can't trust your mama. You cannot trust your daddy. You cannot trust your cousin. You cannot trust the neighbor. Don't say shit to nobody, okay? Keep it quiet. I'm trying to figure out what the other lesson is. Oh, and they were also saying... I was like, if I get fired on Monday, because they said I wasn't going to get fired, but if I do get fired, I'm just going to take some water and pour it all over her head, because I can't go to jail for doing that. Is it rude? Yeah, but if I'm fired, I'm going to just pour water all over yourself. Okay? So everyone said, yeah, I should do that tomorrow. But I hope it doesn't come to that because I do enjoy working there. It's super easy. I feel like I have some purpose. I'm actually helping a lot of people, changing lives. And, you know, this is like one of the first times that when I go into work, I see so many people that I enjoy saying hello to. And I'm not fake. I'm not saying shit to you if I don't like you. Let's just be clear. Just because we work together, I'm not saying shit to you. I definitely walk past you if I don't like you. But I actually say hello to people that I like, who make the hours go by quickly. So with that being said, thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for hearing me vent. And reach out to me and let me know what you think of this episode. Share it with a friend. You know, someone did tell me that I shouldn't have used the word slow, but I think that's debatable. I don't feel like it's derogatory. I don't. Okay? And it's also freedom of speech. So now y'all trying to silence my freedom. I cannot. Let me just stop. All right, y'all. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next episode.